Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with our hormones. Did you know that there's no one hormone that causes us to get angry? Which means that anger is a very complex emotion. When we think of anger, we think of people in rage, throwing things, shouting at the top of their voice, not being able to calm down, causing damage to themselves and all around. In a word, anger is destructive if you have no control over it. Anger burns and anger destroys. I get requested for a podcast on anger almost every week. I realize that it's a very common thing these days to be angry. Anger, after all, is an outburst of emotions. And in a world where hardly any emphasis is made on emotion, anger becomes the default. Think about it. When was the last time you were angry? What was going on in your mind? What were you thinking about? Had someone done something to you? Had you done something? At its most basic level, anger is our response to a stimulus, something that happened on the outside, in our environment or with our expectations. The key thing to remember is that not everyone in that particular situation will show signs of anger. And if not everyone is going to get angry, then maybe it's not the situation's fault that you're angry. Maybe it's just that we don't know how to express it. See, the world is divided into two kinds of people. The first has no control over their anger and it consumes them. They explode with it. The second has too much control of their rage and they're able to shove it deep inside and bury it. Both are unhealthy. But which one are you? Today, I'm going to talk about the kind that has no control over their anger. Remember to share this episode with your friends who are like this. The first stage of dealing with anger starts after the angry episode is over and you've calmed down. This is because without the right tools, there is no way you can get the anger out of the driver's seat long enough to have an introspective moment. I call this stage the postmortem, because this happens only once the anger has finished destroying you. So once you're calm, I want you to analyze what happened. What is it that got you so mad? How is it that you lost all control of yourself? What did you do? What could you have done differently? Then I want you to name that actual emotion that led to the anger. It could be fear, desire, jealousy, disappointment, surprise, inferiority, etc. The list of emotions is huge. And because we currently don't have the vocabulary to describe it, we bucket everything as, I got angry. One of the best things you can do is to print out a list of emotions available online. It's called an emotions chart. This way, you'll be able to point out emotions and say, you know, this is actually how I was feeling. Or, you know, the other day I was feeling like this. This stage is critical and will help you in the steps to dealing with anger the moment you feel it happening. Once you've gone through a couple of postmortems, the first step for when you see anger bubbling, I want you to take 5 deep breaths. Yes, that's right. Nothing complicated, nothing fancy, just deep breaths. For the second step, while breathing, I want you to focus on naming that emotion you're feeling. Are you currently hurt? Are you betrayed? Are you hungry? Don't we all know people who get hangry? As soon as you name it, the anger goes away because now the mind has the right vocabulary to deal with that situation. For the final step, I want you to use the knowledge you collected from your postmortems. How can you deal with the situation differently? Will anger do any good here? Do you need to communicate? Do you need to leave? Or do you need to fight? Each person has a different expression of anger and a different trigger for it. So unfortunately, there is no big one-size-fits-all approach to deal with anger. What I've given you is a template. I use this with my clients to help them with their anger issues. And this has greatly helped their relationships. Some of my CEO clients have lost their cool in the boardroom, throwing things around and cursing at their staff. After using these techniques, this has stopped. As your habit coach, I want you to realize that anger is useless if not channeled properly. It is worse than useless. Actually, it's destructive. So your simple habit to deal with anger starts with doing a postmortem on what happened when you were angry. Follow these steps and put yourself back in the driver's seat. Don't let anger be in control.
So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.